If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
Hey, Blake here, also known as Pandora Blake in the world of spanking. This blog post was written in late 2020. We'd been dealing with the pandemic for a few months, been in lockdown for much of it, and my baby at the time had only just turned one. I'm bent over the sofa, naked. My lover is punching my ass. Every thump sends deep vibrations echoing through my body. They would be spanking me if they could, but it would wake the baby. Punching is quieter. This is the first time our little one has napped without being held. They're 1 year old, during lockdown, without any outside support, and with a baby who only sleeps when they're being held by one of us, we've had barely any opportunities for adult play between the two of us. I've been craving a beating for months. This is the first chance we've had. Their fist lands on the tender backs of my thighs, sending ripples of pleasure into my cunt. When they hit me either side of my butthole, it makes me hungry for more. "Good boy," murmurs my top. The word rolls over me like a blanket. I drop my head and wag my tail. We usually prefer gender-neutral language during play. Praise for either of us is "good slut." To signal obedience, it's "yes, mistress." But lately, my lover knows that I've been struggling with dysphoria. Childcare, housework, breastfeeding have all added to a heavy dose of feminized gender roles. It helps that we do share the childcare and housework evenly between us. Well, as evenly as possible, given that my partner is physically disabled. Although we're both non-binary, our assignations at birth cast a long shadow over our present choices. It's taken conscious effort to untangle our roles and our genders, especially when our roles, like breastfeeding, are defined by our bodies in ways that are heavily gendered. We shaved each other's heads during lockdown. I haven't worn makeup for months. The day I lost enough baby weight to fit back into my menswear, I felt myself standing straighter, taller. Now that boy reverberates through me like the thuddy impact of a well-placed punch. I feel it turning me inside out, folding some things away and opening parts of me up. I feel myself relaxing, going deeper. My unshaved legs are perfect. My hairy cunt is perfect. Layers of unmet expectations and conditioned anxieties sluice away. My lover trails a fingertip over the shorn hair at the nape of my neck, and I shiver. Their view from me, from behind, is perfect. They hit me again, and I groan. I want more. "Please," I ask. "Punch my cunt." When I'm read as female, I sometimes notice myself subconsciously responding in feminized ways. During sex, I undulate. High-pitched whimpers come out of my mouth. When my lover speaks to me in the language of pillow princess, submissive girl slut, if I'm vibing with that, I inhabit that frame of reference. Or else I'm resistant, disconnected. When my lover says, "good boy," it helps me feel into my boyness. They speak "boy" to me, and I start to think in "boy." My internal language shifts. My body language shifts. I'm a non-binary sub-boy. I'm a trans fag waving my ass in the air. I'm bending over, offering my boy cunt to be beaten. The punch is shocking. It feels good. The impact translates the body part into a new language. "Good boy." Cunt pain has always been a hard limit before. I've flinched away from it, enjoying the fear at times, but never craving the sensation. Perhaps all it needed was this. The gentle violence of each blow rocks my world. There's a surface sting and deep subterranean quakes within. I grunt and twist, moaning low in my throat. A fantasy ripples up that my cunt is being slapped with the heavy head of a monster cock, which is about to shove into one of my holes. I can feel myself opening up inside. When the ache to be filled gets too much, I twist around and wrap my fingers around my lover's cock. They reciprocate, encircling my erection. "Your clit is so hard," they gasp, and we frig and fondle each other until their boner is as hard as mine. We're sweating, panting, whispering dirty talk to each other, and any moment now I'm going to bend back over, and they're going to fuck me in my bruised, abused, hairy boy cunt, and it's going to feel so good. I hear a wail. The bedroom. Our eyes meet, and I jump up, abandoning my lover and my slut self on the sofa. I step into my role as parent, breastfeeder, crossing the threshold in an instant to another world. But the rest of the day, that glow of affirmation stays with me, grounding me. The residual ache in my cunt brings a smile to my face. I'm breastfeeding my baby, and I'm my lover's good boy. This was Good Boy by Pandora Blake. You can find more of my writing at patreon.com/PandoraBlake and my spanking porn at dreamsofspanking.com. Thank you for listening.